Various versions. Yes, but like this. Yes, but not like this. No, certainly not. And after going through it, we decided also with Syamananda and others that it would not be possible. Then I heard that the Bhakti retreat is on for 2021. I think Ananda Chaitanya didn't want to phone me because he felt maybe he will say no, like he said last year. So the devotees decided, and I was very, very, very happy when I heard that yes, for this year it is happening. But I was thinking, like all of them, maybe you would not come. Maybe you would think that on the entrance there would be great danger waiting for you, and therefore you would not come. But then when I heard that so many wanted to come, more than our capacity is really to host, then I felt, yes, the lesson is learned. For bhakti, to cultivate bhakti, you actually need devotee association. It is said you cannot obtain liberation from material existence, what to speak of bhakti without the association of devotees. You require it. On our path, it's a necessity. And I think we have all seen that in our life, that it's so valuable, so precious to come with devotees, because only with devotees you have the same story really in your life. You have gone through the same kind of experience. You share, in other words, something in common which you do not share with others. There are many things which the world is which we can find in the world, but there is this one thing which we can only find in the devotee world. That is bhakti. It is said that on the poison tree of this world, quite dark description, there are two nectarian fruits. One is good spiritual literature, and the second is association with good devotees. This is the fruits which the world has to offer. Because from these things, if they are cultivated properly, you can derive a joy which the world cannot give you, and you, it's also a joy which the world cannot take from you. From good devotee association, you can derive a joy which the world cannot give you, and which the world cannot also take away from you. That's therefore, I know in our devotee association sometimes devotees come who carry a very black history with them. And unfortunately they cannot refrain in the association from sometimes taking something out of their history, maybe criticism, maybe dissatisfaction, maybe blaming others. I know that this is also there, but a strong devotee association can also carry these devotees and make their life more bright and more happy. A strong association can also absorb the darkness which we also all carry with us, and bring light in this darkness. But in general, I wish to say that devotee association can give a joy which the world cannot give us, and also not take away from us. So this summer camp or retreat, we have given it the name retreat, is really meant to give that devotee association. And there are two things in this devotee association, three things I would say. Or let us make it simple, three things. There's first of all the association which we have in the evening program, where we chant together, sing together, think together, hear together from the scriptures. That's direct nourishment. But there's also another type of association with devotees. And this association, I think, is equally as important. It's where we asked each other, how is your path? What have you experienced? What are your obstacles and how have you overcome them? In other words, you discuss with devotees also the real life issues which are definitely there. And you try to look together for solutions for these questions. So two types of association. One is in the temple room, where we associate with the shastras, with the holy name, with the deities, and so on. And the other association, which is equally as important, is outside the temple room, I would like to say, in a bigger temple room, the temple room of life, where we discuss our experiences on the path, and our questions, maybe our doubts as well, and look for solutions for this. So please also use the second, where you talk and discuss and discuss and associate. But please have a balance between the two, because the actual nourishment is happening when we come together and chant together, throw everything on the pile of on the pile of history, because our human stories are really repetitions of the history of the human mankind. It is very, what I want to say, it's common experiences of common humanity, of shared humanity, that needs to be discussed, but we need to also discuss other things. So nourish ourselves directly. So what I thought we would do this evening is I would sing a kirtan, then I would like to read from this book, which is amazing, Sangita Madhava, it's called, from Prabodhananda Saraswati, which describes the first meeting of a soul with Radha and Krishna. It's really, it's something else than you think. You have heard a little from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how Gop Kumar has his first meeting with Krishna. But this is, I feel, very close to us. Good. After that, I will request our Badahari Prabhu, who has charmed the heart of all of us last year. And I noticed your voice. Is it still there? And you never know. But something will be there, something will come out. Also, I want to affectionately welcome Manu. Some of you have not known Manu. He's a wonderful devotee to discuss with. He's from Radha Desh. And he is the future man. So good. So let us just sing Gokrishna, what? Yeah. Today I was walking up the mountain and I met some other mountaineers is not the word. Bergwanderer, they say in German. People who walk in the mountains with good shoes and so on. And they saw me chanting. They stopped and they were so intrigued that I thought, well, it would be impolite if I say, don't disturb my chanting now. And I addressed them and I said, yes, you most probably wonder what I am doing here. I'm what is a monk doing alone somewhere in the high mountains, just where the clouds meet the mountains? I said, I believe that if you want to find God, you need to go into the temple of nature. I said this to connect with the people. Yes, yes, so true. We are also wandering here in the nature, and we feel also very close to the divine, they said. Then I said, but I would like to tell you, this is general, I want to say to you personally, I feel our consciousness is like a door. But a door which is like a swinging door. It can open outside, to the outside, and it can also open to the inside. Ooh, they became very intrigued. To the outside it opens when we see the mountains, the clouds, the people, when we are in our jobs. And to the inside, the door of our consciousness opens when we meditate. And that's what I'm doing. I'm meditating on a mantra. Wow, they said, thank you. Thank you. And they were really enlivened, really enlivened. And this, I said, when you chant a mantra, you have to see that the door really opens to the inside. In other words, you don't see who is here with me. You don't question what will we eat for dinner. You open the door to the inside. And what do you see there? Well, you feel the soul, you can see some bhakti, you can also see the little rooms for improvement which you still have. if you are able to focus totally on Krishna, you can actually attract Krishna in your heart. So since so many years now, I'm trying to cultivate this opening of the door to the inside. And we have, in the lockdown period, wrote down and finished a book. I cannot tell you the title yet. It is protected. I don't want that anyone else takes the title. But it's a title on the secrets, really, on how to have a meditative experience. It's really, I can only say, I think you will love it. It's full of practical exercise. So I would like, having this in mind, to request you to sit properly. Yes. Sit straight. For a moment, please, you may close your eyes, because then you can see more in the inside. Just take a few deep breaths and just settle. You made most probably a long journey to arrive here. There is a reason why you came here. In our essence, all of us are sparks of the Supreme Lord Krishna, tiny parts. And what we really look for the deep devotional feelings of bhakti that happen in relationship to Him. So let us, in the beginning of this summer camp or retreat, go inside this relationship or this aspiration for a relationship, and call out to the Lord in chanting. Namo. Everyone, please, pranam mantras. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavani Paskatyane Sadane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Please be a little bit more present if possible.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
a little louder please,
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Sri Radhe.
Hello.
Haribol. Thank you. A little help from those who still got voices from the summer. Just to inform you, the names of the Lord which we chant is the names of my personal deities. They're called Radha, Kanaya, Lala. This Kanaya is a name of Krishna, and it was that Krishna who appeared to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his return from Gaya to Navadvip. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the Ganga and went to Kanaya Natachala, and there he met the Lord of that special island in the Ganga, which was created by Srimati Radharani. We hear that's Kanaya Lal. From there, let us say, emotionally, the Sankirtan movement started, because Lord Chaitanya could never forget the darshan of Krishna. He kept it in his heart for the rest of his life, and he was always asking the question, where are you, Krishna? Where is Krishna? I think, in all seriousness, this is the main question which we try to, become aware in our lives. Where are you, Krishna? In other words, where can I find you, Krishna, in my life? I think this question sometimes gets into the background when we deal with the challenges of life. You know, the various things, how will we earn our money, what is about relationship with others, you know, what is my purpose really? Yes, I know Krishna consciousness, but what am I meant to do here in this world, to contribute maybe to others? So these questions sometimes jump in our face, and because they are not so easy to solve, they sometimes take more time from us than is healthy, even spiritually healthy. So this question, where are you, Krishna, is the question of the soul, and this question will remain with all of us until we find Krishna. In the many births which we still, which we hopefully don't take, but in the, let us say, whatever our life brings to us, this question will permanently come to us, and it will demand of us to be solved. This morning, I felt this question very much burning in my heart. I was, I'm now on tour again. I was in France, and afterwards in Radadesh. These were two most wonderful visits, and many, many things happened for me, and I met many wonderful contacts with devotees. And yesterday we drove all the way from Radadesh here into the mountains, and I was naturally a little tired. So I woke up with this question, where are you, Krishna? I had a dream. In the dream, I saw a devotee who's very dear to me, who but his body was dead in the dream. So in the morning at 7 o'clock, Gokrishna comes into my room and says, this devotee, Janakinath, who is very dear to my heart and the heart of the English devotees, he has left the body in the night. So at that time I was overwhelmed by grief, but later I remembered, I had a dream. I saw, not that I remembered, later I thought about that, yes, I knew it already. He had come in the night in a spiritual way and said goodbye, alerting me that he has left the body. Dreams and spiritual life, when they are coming from another level, the level of truth, huh? They are telling us often things. If you don't care for your dreams, what goes on in your subconsciousness, it's like someone who has received a letter but has not opened it. Krishna works in many ways in our lives. One is the dreams, and when we have dreams of the temporality of the world, that everything changes, birth and death, etc., it's Krishna again coming and arranging this as the super soul, and he is telling us, look, everyone dies here. What is about this question? Where have you found me already more? I'm inviting you to come to the kingdom of God. So I went with this heavy mood, heavy or thoughtful mood, into the mountains. We had a little group of devotees. We were walking very happily. Then the young amongst us left me at some place and they went up to the top. And I had time to be alone, and I read this in answer to my question. It's when the soul meets Krishna, Krishna is completely different than he ever thought. He's also different than the Hare Krishna movement thinks. Krishna is Krishna. You can't describe him or understand him with your material mind. So the devotee asks, when he stands before Krishna, is this the moon? Because Krishna has such an effulgence. Then the devotee says, no, can't be. The moon cannot be here in person. This is a person. Then he asks the second question, is this a very dark, attractive tamal tree? And he says, no, a tree cannot move. But could it be that this is a rain cloud which has come down? But then no, from where would a rain cloud appear here all of a sudden? Is it then a different kind of moon? The moon who comes up in the autumn when there is the rasa dance, the Krishna Chandra, the Krishna moon who gives rasa to the whole world. In this, the bewildered devotee saw Krishna. And then the devotee sees Radha, and all the description he has heard about Radharani are not true, because Radharani looks so much more beautiful. The devotee asks, is this maybe the heart of Krishna? In a way it's correct. Radha is always in Krishna's heart. And so on. And then as he sees Radha and Krishna for the first time, he addresses them directly. he dresses in the he sings in a very sweet drawn out voice. How can I serve you? Teach me how I can sing for you. I want to sing about Krishna. I want to sing so nicely that I can see your hairs standing on end because you like it so much. Make me please your servant. And he again says, Mang Nityapada Dasim, make me your servant. Please let me serve your lotus feet, dear Krishna. You are the essence of bliss. O doe-eyed Radha, please let me serve you. And then, yes, correct. And then many different requests come, many different ideas how to serve Radha and Krishna. The devotee ends, in this service I will experience your constant, infinite, boundless festival of rasa. Rasa means this taste. Please help me to become very skillful in many ways to do your service. And so on and so forth. I hope you feel happiness in your heart by hearing this. Let this question, where are you, Krishna? How can I come closer to you? Let that become very, very pronounced, very clear. Let me end by speaking to you about the path which brings you there. It's the path of bhakti, a path which leads inside, not outside to the world, but inside to the spiritual world which is there represented in your heart. No? I want to ask you the question, who or what sees the world? The eye. Who or what sees the eye? The mind. You know, something is seen and you, oh yeah, so, oh, I'm happy, I see Madan Mohan. This comes from the mind. A recognition, a memory. Who or what sees the mind? Oh, now it gets difficult. It's the intelligence which makes discernments. But who or what sees the intelligence? The Atman, the soul. Now, who or what sees the soul? Krishna. You know everything. Krishna is always the ultimate answer for everything. See, most of us, we are on the sensual level, on the level of the eyes, the tongue, the ears. And Krishna comes to us in form of prasadam, in form of devotees whom we can see, in form of deities and so on. But behind the eye and the ear and the tongue is our mind, which according to a recent research from Harvard University is 47% roaming around in unhappy thoughts. Did you know this? 47% of the time the mind is not focused on what it should be focused. There is at least the intelligence, you know. But behind the mind is the intelligence. Behind that is the life of the soul. And when the soul turns around, and looks at Krishna, then Krishna consciousness starts. Then you lead the blissful life you came for. And it's not on the mental platform. It's not on the intellectual platform. It's not on the physical platform where the real life is. It's on the spiritual platform of the soul in relationship to Krishna. And this is very rare. This is on a high level. For that we need the bhakti retreat. We need to listen to Barahari. We need to listen to Kalambakanana Maharaj. We need to listen to each other. How can we get there? My journey to the spiritual platform, the reality behind the reality is not yet complete. I'm wasting my time. Please, can someone hear me? Can someone help me? These are the voices of the soul. And when we come together, we can find answers to this. So I wish you the most enlivening spiritual retreat. It's after all the retreat, after the lockdown, after you were put in a pot and a lid was put on your head. And now you climbed out of the pot. I wish you a wonderful retreat with full mercy of Krishna. I want to also encourage you, go please to the altar. I saw Badahari today. You were squinting your eyes to recognize all the deities, isn't it? Yeah, I have seen. I have studied you. yes. You all can come a little bit closer, then it's easier. I want to request our Badahari Prabhu to come. You must shower him with good energy. Take a few deep breaths, Badahari, with a pranic laden mountain air. I have warmed the cushion already for you.